Hi, this is Nate.
And this is Zach.
And you're listening to Olympics Now, the podcast where we give you a quick overview of every Olympic sport leading up to the Olympics, so you know what to watch for. We'll be covering these events periodically with how they appear on the calendar. Today's sport we'll be going over is swimming. Let's break it down. Swimming will begin on July 27th and go until August 4th for the pool events, where there will be medals awarded every day. The marathon swimming events will occur on August 8th and go until the 9th, with medals being awarded on both days. The pool events will take place at the Paris Law Defense Arena, a venue that for the first time will host swimming events utilizing the multi-purposeness of its modern design. The marathon events will take place at the Pont Alexander III Bridge, where swimmers will start and be swimming in the Seine River for the event. There will be 37 events in total for swimming, with hundreds of athletes competing. So Zach, this sport, can you give us some history and exactly how it works?
Sure, Nate. Since the dawn of man has known how to swim, but it wasn't until the 19th century that it became widely practiced as a competitive sport. It's been part of the modern Olympic Games since its inception and has grown tremendously since then. As mentioned, swimming has many different events. These events consist of 6 distances in freestyle, 2 distances in backstroke, 2 distances in breaststroke, 2 distances in butterfly, 2 individual medleys, 3 relays, and the marathon. Each of these events has a men's and women's event, except for the 4x100-meter medley, which is mixed. Going through the events, we have the freestyle, which is where swimmers can use any stroke that they like, but they always use the front crawl, as it is the fastest stroke. This is where swimmers have their face down and they alternate arms. For the backstroke, swimmers are only allowed to use a backstroke. This is where they're on their back and swing their arms up to move forward. The breaststroke is more technical. Swimmers are underwater and move kind of like a frog to move forward. And finally is the butterfly, which is the most powerful and physically demanding stroke, where swimmers swing their arms simultaneously at the same time to go as fast as possible. In the individual medley, a swimmer will swim an equal distance 4 times using the 4 different strokes. They'll go butterfly, backstroke, breaststroke, and freestyle. For the team relay, each of the strokes is swum by an individual member of the team. The relays will consist of 4 team members who each swim an equal distance to reach the total distance for the event. For example, in the 200-meter relay, each team member will swim 50 meters. Finally, the marathons are last, where swimmers will compete in a 10-kilometer race, which takes nearly 2 hours to complete. Their endurance, physical strength, and brain power are all put to the test.
All right, thanks for that background, Zach. Now, what does the format look like for the 2024 Olympics?
For individual events longer than 200 meters in distance, the 8 fastest swimmers from the preliminary heats automatically qualify for the finals, where medals are at stake. For individual events, 200 meters and under, the 16 fastest swimmers from the preliminary heats are sorted into 2 semifinals. After both semifinals have taken places, the swimmers with the 8 fastest times advance to the final. As with the preliminary heats, winning a semifinal does not guarantee advancement to the final. For the team events, this holds true, except that the fastest 8 individuals advancing are the fastest 8 teams advancing.
All right. Thanks, Zach. That was really helpful. So who are some of the big players in the sport, and what can we expect to see this year?
In 2016, the U.S. won 16 of 34 gold medals, while Australia and Hungary won the next most at 3. In 2020, U.S. won 11, Australia won 9, and Great Britain won 4. It's hard to look at favorites without looking at every category, but there are some trends, and that is that I think that the U.S. pool of talent is, no pun intended, is drying up, and it seems like some other competitors are, it seems like some other countries are becoming the challengers, with France, China, Australia all have pretty competitive swim programs. I think that we're not going to see any dominant country this year, although the ones that I mentioned will be favorites.
All right. Thanks, Zach. Lots to look forward to this year. Now, what do you think of this sport, and do you plan on watching it this year?
Swimming is not my favorite sport to watch or to do, really. There are a lot of swimming events, and it's hard to keep up with all of them. I'll look at the final medal count to see who some of the winners are, but I'm not going to follow every race. What about you?
Yeah, I don't think that... Yeah, I think that swimming is really interesting as a sport, and there are a lot of really cool events individually to look at, but as a whole, I think that a lot of them aren't super interesting as a spectator to watch. I think a lot of the medleys and relays I'll probably watch. I like to see how teams compete in those and how they run through their teams and the work that they all provide in the different sorts of strokes that they do. But beyond that, I probably won't watch it this year. I will be interested to see what they do in the marathon, considering that they are swimming in the river in Paris. So I think that would be interesting to watch for sure. That being said, who are you predicting to bring home the gold for some of these events?
I think the U.S. grip on swimming will erode, and they'll only pick up 6 medals this year. I think France, Australia, and China will potentially pick up more. What about you?
Yeah, I agree. I think that the U.S. won't be as dominant as they've been in years past. I think that for the women's events, they're still very strong and likely to win events there. I think I agree with your number at 6 medals seems about where I would place them as well. And because of that, I do think that China and Australia definitely are going to come out and take a lot more of the medals this year. And I can definitely see France coming up and taking a few of the medals for the other events as well. All right. Thanks, Zach. That is all the time we have for today. We'll be here tomorrow for more sports on Olympics Now.